All right, let's get into it. Today, we're delving into the top 7 fascinating facts about the Quipu of the Andes. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes, where you'll learn 7 facts about the Quipu, fast and clear. Not your average history lesson. Let's unravel the Quipu. Fact number 1. Quipus are Andean knotted cord devices that encode information. The Inca used them prominently for administration. In simpler terms, think of a portable ledger made of strings. They tracked census counts, taxes, labor drafts, and logistics across a vast empire. Test question. What civilization prominently used quipus for administration? Correct answer. Inca. Memory aid. Inca ingenuity intertwined in knots. Alright, next up, fact number 2. Inca quipus used a base 10 positional system with standardized knot types and positions to record numbers, including a concept of zero. Here's the key point. Digits stack by place value along the cord, hundreds above tens above ones, and a missing knot means zero in that place. Long knots mark one's digits 2 through 9, a figure 8 knot often marks the one's digit 1, and simple knots cluster for tens and hundreds. It's like a tactile spreadsheet with built-in structure. Test question. What numeric base did Inca Quipus utilize? Correct answer. Base 10. Memory aid. Base 10 in knots, zeros in slots. Let's move right along to fact number 3. Quipuca Mayocs, the trained knot keepers, manage taxes, labor, censuses, and calendars with quipus, and they could perform arithmetic. Think about it this way. They were the empire's certified accountants and data analysts. From a practical angle, their expertise was strong enough that early colonial courts sometimes trusted their testimony. Test question. Who were the trained officials that created and interpreted quipus? Correct answer. Quipuca Mayocs. Memory aid. Quipuca Mayoc, keeper of the knot clock. On to the next point. Fact number 4. The first undisputed quipus date from the Wari Empire, around 600 to 1000 CE, predating the Inca. Here's where it gets interesting. Wari examples are often smaller and use distinctive thread wrapping and knot styles, showing this technology had deep Andean roots before imperial standardization. Test question. Which empire first used quipus around 600 to 1000 CE? Correct answer. Wari Empire. Memory aid. Wari and quipus, history's debut. Now, let's shift gears. Fact number 5. Spanish conquerors encountered quipus in the 1530s. And early colonial courts sometimes accepted Quipu records as legal evidence. Here's the deal. Even outsiders recognized the cord's internal consistency and sums, and some officials relied on Quipuca Mayocs to settle tribute disputes. Test question. During which decade did Spanish conquerors encounter quipus? Correct answer. 1530s. Memory aid. 1530s. Quipus at legal ease. Let's keep it going. Fact number 6. Large-scale destruction hit in 1583 when the Third Council of Lima banned and burned quipus deemed idolatrous. What matters most is the impact. Vast archives vanished, along with much expert knowledge needed to decode them. Test question. In what year did the Third Council of Lima ban and burn quipus? Correct answer. 1583. Memory aid. 1583. Quipus Meat Decree. Alright then, fact number 7. Surviving quipus number in the hundreds to low thousands. A 2021 survey counted just under about 1,400 extant examples. Even with heavy losses, that corpus lets scholars compare materials, colours, twists, and knot patterns across regions. Test question. Approximately how many quipus were counted in a 2021 survey? Correct answer, about 1,400. Memory aid, about 1,400 remain, history's gain. Quick recap, let's break this down for memory and testing. Fact number 1, Which civilization used Quippus for administration? Correct answer, Inca fact. Number 2. What numeric base did Quippus utilize? Correct answer, base 10. Fact number 3. Who were the trained officials for Quippus? Correct answer, Quipucamayox. Fact number 4. Which empire first used Quippus around 600 to 1000 CE? Correct answer, Wari Empire. Fact number 5. When did Spanish conquerors encounter Quippus? Correct answer, 1530s. Fact number 6. In what year were Quippus banned and burned? Correct answer, 1583. Fact number 7. How many Quippus were counted in a 2021 survey? Correct answer, about 1,400. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today. Let that sink in and keep this fresh in your mind.